Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Keeping us going all morning long here on O'Connor and Company is Julie Gunlock. Julie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and you spend so much time talking about national issues and taxation and spending and all of the cultural and policy issues. But ultimately, all of these things boil down to your role as a mother in Northern Virginia, trying to make your way, raising your children. And certainly the school systems loom large in that. I know that's a big focus for you and the folks at Independent Women's Forum. And that's why I think all of us sort of, I don't want to say we were happy, but I think that we felt satisfied that all the efforts of the parents out in Loudoun County sort of reached fruition with the resignation of Beth Bart, school board member, who so firmly represented everything that was wrong, in our opinion, with that body.
I will tell you, you know, Loudoun County and Fairfax County, the work of Ian Pryor and the work of Astra and Imani have been really inspirational to parents throughout the Northern Virginia area and really nationwide. That is how grassroots parent activism should work, and they're getting results.
Well, and let's bring in Ian Pryor then, because Ian, it's listen, your group Fight for Schools, when did you begin now with Fight for Our Schools officially? When was it formed? I off the top of my head, I got to think it was like what, February of this year?
You know, it was actually April. I remember I was on this show, I think the first day, maybe the first or second day that we launched.
Yep.
You know, we planned for it in March. We had a press conference where we announced outside of the school board that we were going to be doing these recalls. But we didn't formally get the apparatus up and running until April. And then May 8th was really our first day of collecting signatures.
So we've got somewhere between 5 to 6 months later. You've got the resignation of Beth Bartz on Friday, and I'd love for you to reflect on that. Again, this isn't a victory lap, but we need to be it's informative what has transpired and what you've been able to lead here with Fight for Our Schools, because not only did Beth Bartz, through her leadership of that body, the Loudoun County School Board, sort of personify the issues that you were arguing against, but she was also a leader and a leading voice in that private Facebook group that targeted parents like you, Ian. And went after you, and I think this is a huge moment.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think the lesson here is be careful what bar you walk into, because we've got parents out here that didn't take kindly to being plotted against in a private Facebook group because of their views. I mean, look, this is America, right? It's founded on the right to disagree, and there are ways to disagree, and there are ways not to disagree. And, you know, plotting against parents, not a way to disagree, especially when you're talking about school board members. And look, I mean, I understand that these school board members have had to deal with a lot. They get a lot of nasty emails, and certainly we don't condone that. But the bottom line is we've been looking for collaboration. We've been looking for accountability, and we've been looking for safety for our students. And we haven't gotten any of that. So we've had to take it into our own hands, because ultimately, you know, showing up at school board meetings hasn't gotten the job done. So, you know, we had to bring it into the courts.
You know, Ian, this is Julie. And again, so great to talk to you. You're one of my favorites out there. And again, a real inspiration for parents across the country. And I will say, you know, when the sort of COVID shutdowns, which really, you know, is what I think woke a lot of parents up, when they started, you know, we had all this pleading from school officials, you know, please give grace. This was the favorite in my particular town. Give grace, right? Be patient. You know, please be kind to teachers who are working so hard and school administrators. And yet now we see that there was no grace given to parents, especially in Loudoun County, Fairfax, certainly in Alexandria City, where I like no grace. The smug indifference to not only what the students are going through, but what parents are going through. And this is, you know, Larry's saying it's not a victory lap, but it is a victory lap for me because I have been so angry. And it's really nice to see that, look, you can't treat parents like this. There are consequences. And so, you know, I think that's important for school administrators. That's what I see as coming out of this. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, it's really been inspirational to see all the moms and dads that have come together and really done the work here. I mean, it's not easy to go out there in 95 degree weather in the summer and sit out in the baking sun and collect signatures, but you know, they love to do it, and you know, nothing was going to stop them. And look, I said it on Friday, the problems with this school board go beyond one school board member.
Yep.
And we're going to make sure that, you know, people are held accountable, yep. especially when you get to the superintendent. I mean, you know, his press conference on Friday was laughable.
Let's get to that. Before you jump in, let me play a little bit to remind people if they're getting up to speed, because as usual, this is a late Friday afternoon thing mm-hmm. where they always like to throw this out there.
This lack of oversight that existed prior to my tenure also contributed to errors in our state reporting regarding disciplinary incidents in the school. The division inadvertently omitted some information in the past. That is extremely concerning. And we are taking steps to make sure that this process is improved.
Boy, a real sterile and disassociated language when let's call what we're talking about what we're talking about. These are sexual assault incidents in Loudoun County Public Schools, one of which we know, or two of which we know for sure, involves a student who was identifying as transgender and using a female facility. It was prior to my tenure, and we inadvertently omitted information. Does that get Scott Ziegler the free pass that he clearly wants here, Ian Pryor?
No, I mean, it clearly doesn't. Look, the guy basically admit that he lied at that June 22nd meeting. He says, well, I didn't understand the question. Okay, well, if you didn't understand the question, then basically you're implying that you lied. And nobody believes your BS answer that you didn't understand the question. But then he goes on to blame Title IX and the previous administration. But, you know, we're going to do all these different things now to make sure that didn't happen. Well, if you could do those things now, then you could have done those things
yep.
3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. This man, I've said it repeatedly. I've seen it. He does not tell the truth on a regular basis. And this is part of the problem. And to say that the school board, or at least some on the school board, didn't know is absurd. The idea that the chairwoman, Brenda Sheridan, didn't know is absurd. But I'll tell you what, if the school board didn't know and he didn't tell them, then he should be fired.
Yep.
If they did know and he did tell them, he should be fired and they should resign.
We'll leave it at that, other than for you, Ian Pryor, once more to let everyone within this vast audience know exactly how they can participate in your mission here, because it is already bearing fruits. Beth Bartz, the first person from the school board to resign her chair because she was about to be ousted thanks to the efforts utilizing the recall provisions in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Where can people go, Ian, to continue this crusade?
They can go to fightforschools.com. Any help is appreciated because we're just getting started.
Thank you, Ian. Well done, sir. And God knows we'll talk to you plenty.